And please rest on your back. So note your contact with the floor. Well, maybe that goes methodically, that you start at the heels, comparing your experience right to left, moving up in the direction of the head. Or maybe it starts with whatever jumps out at you or is most obvious. And you compare that to something else. So you note, of course, if you have your heel in your attention, that that's at a particular location. In a sense, it has an address, and at that address is a sensation. Maybe you have a thought about your configuration, kind of overall felt sense of it, though you're not moving specifically just yet. And you could compare one of those clear locations where you rest firmly on the floor or less firmly. You make some distinction about it, the way that you rest on the floor behind you, behind the hips or behind the two heels. And you compare that distinction to another location. Perhaps how the elbows rest on the floor. Perhaps the back of the head. And then you can also note, of course, the quality and movements associated with breathing. Here at the start of the lesson, what is your breathing like? Can you make some distinction about it? The quality of it, the rate of it, something you could recall for later, perhaps. Well, I think I have perhaps noted this before, but let me read a couple paragraphs from Feldenkrais's book, Awareness Through Movement, as a starting place in his chapter, Where to Begin and How. So though we have done some lessons together, let's take a look at some of this. So he makes these distinctions about the components of the waking state. Four components make up the waking state: sensation, feeling, thought, and movement. Each one serves as a basis for a whole series of methods of correction, which is a way that he thinks about lessons. In sensation, we include, in addition to the five familiar senses, the kinesthetic sense, which comprises pain, orientation in space, the passage of time, and rhythm. In feeling, we include, apart from the familiar emotions of joy, grief, anger, and so forth, self-respect, inferiority, supersensitivity, and other conscious and unconscious emotions that color our lives. Thinking includes all functions of intellect, such as the opposition of right and left, good and bad, right and wrong, understanding, knowing that one understands, classifying things, recognizing rules, imagining, knowing what's sensed and felt, remembering all of the above, and so on. Movement includes all temporal and spatial changes in the state and configuration of the body and its parts, such as breathing, eating, speaking, blood circulation, and digestion. So, perhaps from some of the examples, you get a sense of the comprehensive view that we take. Awareness through movement includes, any particular lesson includes many of these things. So Feldenkrais goes on here to say, in brief, just to read a little bit further, that talking about separate components is an abstraction. the exclusion of any one of the four components is justified only in speech. In reality, not a moment passes in the waking state in which all of our capacities are not employed together. It's impossible, for instance, for you to recall an event, person, landscape, without using at least one of the senses, sight, hearing, or taste, to recapture the memory together with your self-image at the time, such as your position, your age, appearance, your action, or pleasant or unpleasant feelings. It follows from this interaction that detailed attention to any of these components will influence the others, hence the whole person. In reality, there is no practical way of correcting an individual except by gradual improvement, alternating between the whole and its parts. So perhaps some of those components or comments catch you in a particular way. Maybe you'll reflect on them during the lesson, and maybe not. But we will start here. So with your legs long or with your feet standing, whichever you prefer for your own comfort, bring the arms alongside and turn them so more or less the palms face the floor. And begin by bringing your attention to your breathing, the rate of it, the components of it. The ones we frequently think of first are the inhalation and the exhalation. And now begin to roll the left hand on the floor so that the back of the hand comes closer to the floor, and then you return to the front. So you maybe bend your elbow a little bit and you just place the hand somewhere where it's comfortable so that you can roll over that outside edge of your hand. And just begin to, it's a mostly a movement in the elbow and forearm. Perhaps there's some involvement of the upper arm, but a simple movement that you don't need to push too much to the back or too much to the front. You just get the sense of alternation evenly between the palm to the floor and the palm away from the floor, and then return. When you establish a pace for yourself, a rhythm of alternation, so that the turning in and turning out of the hand are similar in length, the amount of time you use for each is similar. And establish that turning so that you can keep it continuous while you return your attention to your breathing. So, how long is the inhalation? How long is the exhalation? Is there a pause before inhalation, after the exhalation is complete? Or not? No, just look for what's there currently. And then you can bring your attention a little more to the hand and back to the breathing, foregrounding one, backgrounding the other. Is there a pause after the inhalation, or do you exhale immediately? Again, it's a question, not a directive at this point, or not a suggestion or a movement to try. All right, and then just pause for a moment. All right, take up this turning of the left hand again. And now gradually, either adjusting the rate of the turning or adjusting the pace of your breathing, see about synchronizing this one movement of the hand. Say if you start with the palm to the floor, one movement would be you turn it to the back and you return to the front. That's one turn of the hand. For each turn of the hand, synchronize that with one of these four parts of breathing, the inhalation. Add perhaps a pause at the top after inhalation, the exhalation, and then a pause after the exhalation. So you sort out what you need to do to keep the hand turning such that for one turn to the back and return to the front, that matches the inhalation. And then hold at the top, or pause with the breath inhaled for one turn of the hand. And so on for the exhalation and a pause after the exhalation. So those are the four parts. And keep the movement of the hand regular so that it takes the same amount of time for each of these four parts of breathing, that you don't change the rate of turning of the hand, the wrist, the forearm. And so you discover, did you adjust the pace of the turning? Did you simplify it a little so it can be kind of soft? Or did you have to adjust one or more of the phases of breathing? All right, just leave it and pause. Breathe spontaneously, whatever pattern of breathing forms. All right, take up this action of turning the left hand once again. Establish a rhythm there. And return to the four parts of breathing such that you time or synchronize each phase of breathing to one turn of the hand. And now open your mouth and continue breathing with the mouth open. A little bit wide, but not straining. And see, how does this change things? Certainly it changes something. Does it change the initial duration of one or more of these phases? And what do you have to do to adjust either the breathing or the turning of the hand for this state, so that with the mouth open, what distinction can you make compared to the having the nose, breathing through the nose or breathing through the mouth? Again, keeping the rhythm of the turning in the background so that it's regular, continuous. And then close the mouth and see what it's like to breathe through the nose. What do you have to adjust to keep these movements of the hand and the movements of breathing in these four parts synchronized? And you can try out opening the mouth again. Trying a cycle or two of breathing, the mouth open, with the mouth closed. See how the breathing is different in these cases. All right, then leave it. And slowly at your own pace, come to stand for a moment here in the middle of the lesson. Pause once you get to standing. And see what it's like now. What's the quality of your breathing like in standing here? And what's your awareness of the two hands, the two arms? Do you note any difference? The right hand and the left hand, for example. And take a little walk for a few steps around and see what it's like in walking, what the breathing is like, what the movement of the two arms is like. And then you just having made a little note of any difference, come back to your spot or a spot and come to your back once again. All right, and now come to your front and turn the head to the right. You can rest the head on the left hand or put the left hand somewhere comfortable. Bring the right hand somewhere in front of the face, so it's near to the head or face while you're on your front, if that's comfortable at least. So your so-called stomach is to the floor, the front of you is on the floor. And you can drop your right knee if it makes it a little more comfortable, or just find a spot that the head and neck are reasonably comfortable here on the front. And now begin to tap with the right forefinger. Just find a rhythm that seems comfortable, a light kind of tapping. So if it's too difficult to be on the front, you could maybe turn the right arm so that the palm is to the floor at least. Bring it alongside. And if you're on the front, the head is to the right, and you're tapping with the right finger, which is out in front. You just establish a rhythm that seems comfortable, a pace, a rate that seems comfortable to you. And now measure the movement of the inhalation with the tapping of the finger. How many up and downs of the finger, how many tapping movements are there in one inhalation? You just wait for the inhalation to come around and measure it. Is it 2? Is it 5? Is it 1.5? Something like that. And then compare the other phases of breathing. Are they longer or shorter than this? Measured in tapping of the right finger here. And then begin to synchronize the four parts of breathing with perhaps the shortest one, or maybe you'll adjust some of the phases of breathing, the inhalation, the hold at the top, the exhalation, the hold at the bottom of the breath after exhalation, so that they become even in length. And note whether you need to adjust the rate of tapping of the index finger, or whether you adjust the shortest phase of breathing or the longest, or how do you do it? What do you need to adjust such that your breathing can can be in synchronization with the tapping of the right index finger. How many counts is that? And if at any time, of course, you feel like you lose track or you feel a sigh or something like that, that's fine, just allow it, of course, and then return to synchronizing the breathing with the tapping of the right index finger. And see that the transitions between the phases of breathing are smooth. So the transition between inhaling and holding, or holding the breath after inhalation and beginning to exhale, that they're smooth, continuous. So you get a sense of the whole of this cycle, though it is composed of parts. Perhaps the quality of the parts reflects the quality of the whole. Maybe one stands out a little more. All right, then leave it and come to rest on your back. Now take up again this movement that we started with of turning the left hand. Let's see what it's like now. Has something changed about the accessibility of that, the quality of it? Don't have to tie your breathing just yet. Just see what the turning of the hand is like now. Has it changed a little bit? And then establish a rhythm there, a regularity, and synchronize the four parts of breathing so that with each turn, say from starting with the palm to the floor to the back and then back to the palm, with each turn, you have one part of this set of four parts of breathing synchronized. And again, which do you change? Which do you adjust? Do you slow the breathing? Do you pick up the speed of the hand, or vice versa? And keep track of that hold at the top and the bottom, as well as the inhalation and exhalation themselves. Just see what it's like now, to this little variation. Is the accessibility of synchronizing breathing and hand a little bit clearer? That is it more available, or is there a change in the quality of breathing or the quality of the movement of the hand? All right, then leave the hand and rest for a moment. And once more, roll to one side and come up to stand. If you pause in standing, what's the quality of breathing like? Movement of the rib cage or abdomen? Note how the two hands compare now. Take a little walk around and see if the left hand and the right index finger, where they are in your sense of this action. Are they a little more present, perhaps? And as always, or not, really the idea is to look at your own experience rather than to try to create something that's not there. But likely there's some difference. And then pause in standing for a moment and just simply raise first the right arm toward the ceiling and then bring it down, noting the quality of that action, and then compare with the left. So you bring the arm down and you try the other side. Just simply raise each arm one after the other and compare side to side. Is there a difference in the quality of the movement of lifting one side and the other? And if there is a difference in perhaps smoothness or clarity or something, which side is it? All right, and once you have a sense of that, find your spot on the floor and return to your back. Bring your back to the floor. And note when you don't direct it in any particular way what your breathing is like now. Sensations of breathing, the air moving through the nostrils, the movements of the trunk, the abdomen, the rib cage, how the shoulders rest on the floor, the hips, the head, what the arrangement of the neck is like. All right, come to your front again in the position we used before with the head turned to the right and resting your head on the left hand or not, whichever is comfortable, and bring the right hand in front of the face somewhere. Excuse me. And this time begin to raise and lower first the index finger, then the middle finger, then the ring finger, and the pinky, the small finger, and then you come back to the index finger. And you just leave your breathing such as it is, or as it is, and just sort out a way to make the whatever accommodations you need so that the raising and lowering of each finger is similar in length, is regular. It can be a little bit of a tap or a little bit of raising and lowering. And you see if one finger is a little bit tricky or feels a little more sluggish or maybe you tend to get it out of sequence, and just sort out how do you need to bring your attention to that next time around so that one lifts, the next one lifts, and one follows the other. So in a sense, it's a little bit like a wave of the fingers. So that each finger takes about the same amount of time to lift and lower, and one follows the next. And you come back around to the index finger each time. So once you've got, or perhaps now that you have some sense of that established, how that sequence goes, what you need to do with your attention to keep the fingers' movement regular, consistent from one finger to the next, begin to find the four phases of breathing and arrange either the speed of the tapping or the rate of breathing so that for each set of four, index, middle, ring, little, you synchronize one phase of breathing. And see, does this complicate keeping the fingers in order or keeping them regular? Include the hold after exhalation, the pause, pause after inhalation. And of course, the inhalation and exhalations themselves. So is there one finger you tend to lose track with, or that's a little harder to keep in mind? And what phase of breathing do you have to most adjust to make it of similar duration as the others? And now begin to make two movements with each finger. So you lift and lower the index finger twice, and the middle finger twice, the ring finger twice, and the small finger twice, and synchronize that with the phases of breathing, the four parts of breathing. Again, so likely you have to move the fingers a little more quickly, or change the rate of your breathing, whichever is more comfortable, whichever makes that synchronization simpler. Be sure to include the hold or pause after inhalation and exhalation. Sort of what you need to do with the timing of this to keep it synchronized together. Okay, leave that for a moment. Just pause here on the front. And then take up once again, but this time just with the tapping of the index finger, the synchronization of the four parts of breathing with just the lifting and lowering the index finger. So for the inhalation, like we'll have to slow that down a bit, so you just lift and lower the index finger so that it corresponds to the inhalation, the hold at the top, the exhalation, the hold after the exhalation. Note the adjustments you needed to make to the breathing or to the finger, the movement of the finger, to coordinate these two rhythmic or sequential movements. That is the movement of the finger and the movement of breathing, the movements of breathing. Now make two movements of the index finger for each part of breathing. Likely speeding up the finger, but maybe you adjust something else as well. Note if there's one of these parts of breathing that you tend to lose track of, or maybe leave out once in a while, or whether there's one where you lose track of the finger. And you sort out what you need to do with your attention so that when you cycle back around that you can better synchronize that. And now make three taps or movements of the index finger for each part of breathing. All right, and then just leave that, rest here on your front for a bit. Or rest however you feel you need to so that you have an actual pause. Then come back to this, and this time lift the whole hand at the wrist. Lift and lower the hand so that all five digits come away from the floor and return to the floor. So the forearm stays on the floor and the hand lifts and lowers. And just find a rhythm there that works for you, that's comfortable for you, that's even, regular. And then begin to coordinate the breathing with, so that with each lifting and lowering of the hand, you have one inhalation, one hold, one exhalation, one hold. So not so much that you pick up the hand and drop it, but that as the hand lifts and comes to a stop, you're about halfway, and then you lower the hand to complete whatever part of breathing that is. So that there's a smooth transition between each lifting and lowering of the hand, and a regularity to the movement. And the breathing is coordinated with it. Now pick up the speed of that movement of the hand so that there's two movements of the hand for each part of breathing. Perhaps becoming a little more like a tapping. And then three taps or movements of the hand for each phase of breathing. And do you find that you adjust the breathing at all, or just the speed of the hand? And then make it four movements of the hand for each. And listen for the transitions between the parts of breathing. The speedier movement of the hand. All right, then leave it and come to rest on your back. Note what your breathing is like now when you don't do anything in particular with it. Is there what's the relative length of each of these phases of breathing like when you simply observe them? What's your sense of length of the two arms on the floor, the two legs, the whole trunk and head? All right, stand the 2 feet, put your legs somewhere comfortable. And now begin with the left hand on the floor to first raise and lower the thumb, then the left index finger, then the left middle finger, then finish with the left ring finger and come back to the thumb. Just leave your breathing as it is for the moment and just establish a kind of regularity there so that the movement of each digit is similar in length, and that you note whether you're missing one or getting it out of sequence or maybe inadvertently bringing the little finger in. And you just develop a little bit of a wave there, thumb, pointing finger, long finger, third finger, thumb, index, middle ring. And once you've got that established, that you can continue this pattern with the fingers, begin to synchronize, to join the four parts of breathing with this movement. So for each wave of the four digits, there's one of these parts of breathing. You sort out what adjustments you need to make. Note whether one finger is different from the next, more available or less. Whether you tend to lose one. And you keep the transitions between the phases of breathing smooth, so it's not a sudden start or stop. And you use this movement of the fingers to make the four parts of breathing all similar in length. And begin to join in with the right hand so that the thumb on each hand lifts, the index finger on each hand lifts. So you use the two hands. What was that like to bring in the other hand? Is it simpler with both hands? Is it less simple? Thumb, index, long, and ring fingers. And then, or in now, first cycle on the left hand and then on the right hand. So that for four cycles of breathing, the left hand, or the four parts of breathing, the left hand digits move, and then switch to the right. One side, then the other side. And bring the hands together again so that the thumb, the index finger, etc., move together. Okay, then pause here and rest. Extend your legs if you like, or leave them standing, whatever you prefer. All right, and stand the feet if they aren't standing already. And now start again, but this time lift first the little finger, then the ring finger, then the middle finger, then the index, leaving the thumb out. And first just get the pattern of movement established in the hand, the digits, the sequence, quality of each. The duration of each is similar. And then begin to bring in the breathing so that you adjust the rate or adjust the breathing rate of the fingers, that is, or the rate of the breathing, so that for each 1, 2, 3, 4, one of the phases of breathing, parts of breathing, is synchronized with these four fingers. The thumb is out of it. Small finger, ring finger, long finger, index finger. Is there one you leave out or a place where you lose track? Just bring your attention to it in a way, make the adjustment that you need so that when you come back to it, you can improve that. And then bring in the right hand so that the same fingers on the other side are also included. And now the fingers are synchronized with each from side to side, and the breathing is synchronized with each wave of the four digits. All right, then leave it and rest. Note what your breathing is like here when you don't do anything in particular with it. And know that what for you is like. In other words, you know, what when you say what's your breathing, when you question what's your breathing like, what are the things that you bring to your attention? Is it the duration of the different parts? Is it the fullness of the movement? Or is it the comparison between them? Something about what moves against the floor. What distinctions do you make? All right, you can now you can stand your feet if you like, or leave your legs long, whichever you prefer, and take up this movement that we started with of turning the left hand on the floor. And just the movement of the arm, the hand, forearm, the elbow. What's that like now? What's the quality of the movement like? What's the rate like compared to what you recall from the beginning of the lesson? Now begin to move the hand a little bit more quickly. So, and begin to coordinate the four parts of breathing so that for each two turns of the hand, one of the parts of breathing is synchronized. So two turns of the hand for the exhalation, two turns for the hold, etc. Notice if you adjust the breathing a bit, or the hand, or if you adjust both. Then bring in the right hand, so the right hand also turns. The breathing, parts of the breathing match the two turns. Then increase the speed, keeping the breathing more or less the same, to four turns of the two hands. Keeping the quality of the movement good, keeping it clear that there's four turns for each phase of breathing. And then leave it and pause. And take up a simple turning of the left hand again at whatever rate is comfortable for you. And use the turning of the hand to measure the length of the exhalation, making the exhalation comfortably as long as possible. So without any strain, but just if you have a long exhalation, how many movements of the hand are there in that long exhalation? And you leave the other three parts of breathing to form as they do. Now open the mouth and continue. See how what's different about that. Measuring the exhalation with the turning of the left hand. Now see how long you can comfortably hold at the end of the exhalation, measuring with the turning, continuous turning of the left hand. Again, not uncomfortably, but comfortably long, you can make that pause prior to inhalation. How does it compare? You can try it with the mouth open or closed. Compare them, see how it's different, in particular with the mouth open. See how long you can comfortably leave the... It's not that the lungs are empty, they never really are, in fact. There's always a certain volume of air there. And how long you can comfortably pause there before inhaling. Then switch over after perhaps a couple of unregulated breaths to holding after the inhalation. With the turning of the left hand used to measure how long that can be, how long you hold that comfortably. And see if it's possible to make that a smooth pause, so to speak, that you simply pause the movement of breathing rather than locking something in the vocal apparatus or the throat to hold the breathing. Try it with the mouth open. See if that changes the way that you pause the breathing and hold it there at the top. If it changes the duration at all. And leave it, extend the legs and rest. Take up your contact with the floor. Anything you remember about the address of places you were considering, what they were like earlier in the lesson, what they're like now. And without interfering with it in any way, just bring your attention to the movements of breathing, the sensations. The felt sense. And anything you note or think about the timing of it, the relationship between the parts. And when you're ready to do so, please find your way to standing. Before you adjust too much or move about, just pause in standing. See what the movements of breathing are like here in this relationship to the world, to gravity, where down is below the feet. See what the movements of the lungs are like, the abdomen, what the carriage of the head is like, the way the two shoulders hang, and then take a little walk. See what it's like. Not that we do it so much these days, but Feldenkrais suggests at the end of this lesson, see if your handwriting is different. Thank you, everyone.